February 14, The Daily Stoic. Think before you act. For to be wise is only one thing, to fix our attention on our intelligence, which guides all things everywhere. Heraclitus, quote, in Diogenes Laertius, Lives of the Eminent Philosophers, 9.1. Why did I do that? You probably ask yourself. We all have. How could I have been so stupid? What was I thinking? You weren't. That's the problem. Within the head of yours is all the reason and intelligence you need. It's making sure that it's deferred to the utilized that's the tough part. It's making sure that your mind is in charge, not your emotions, not your immediate physical sensations, not your surging hormones. Fix your attention on your intelligence. Let it do its thing. A Year with C.S. Lewis. Not a matter of opinion. I'm trying here to prevent anyone saying the really foolish thing that people often say about him. I'm ready to accept Jesus as a great moral teacher, but I don't accept his claim to be God. That is the one thing we must not say. A man who was merely a man and said the sort of things Jesus said would not be a great moral teacher. He would either be a lunatic on a level with the man who says he's a poached egg, or he would be the devil of hell. You must make your choice. Either this man was and is the Son of God, or else a madman or something worse. You can shut him up for a fool. You can spit on him and kill him as a demon, or you can fall at his feet and call him Lord and God. But let us not come with any patronizing nonsense about him being a great human teacher. He has not left that open to us. He did not intend to. From Mere Christianity. Jesus Calling. Give yourself fully to the adventure of today, walking boldly along the path, relying on your ever-present companion. You have every reason to be confident, because his presence accompanies you all the days of your life and onward into eternity. Do not give in to fear or worry, those robbers of abundant living. Trust him enough to face problems as they come, rather than trying to anticipate them. Fix your eyes on him, the author and protector and perfecter of your faith. And many difficulties on the road ahead will vanish before you reach them. Whenever you start to feel afraid, remember that he is holding you by your right hand. Nothing can separate you from his presence. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews 12:2. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, "Do not fear, I will help you." Isaiah 41:13.